That's too easy.
You never heard of me? You're stupid.
To an all-new episode of What Now, where we take the hottest sports topics, dissect them, correct them, and bring them to you from our perspective. I'm Jamie, and along with me is Tobias, Tyreek, Malin, and a blank screen. What up?
What up, gang? How you doing, Jamie?
I'm stellar. How are you?
Take it over. Bring it down. Bring it down.
That don't sound stellar.
Bring it down. He voguing over there.
All right, y'all seen that? That cat meme. He said that cat so like he always trying to do stuff that look cool, but they always look corny when you do it.
Talking about Cat Williams?
He's talking about cat.
Yeah.
I was like, you ain't saluting nobody.
They said nobody saluted him. Hey. We all got that one friend.
He really
got new hair.
Whose is it? Who's the friend? Out of us five.
That's it.
You fucking
what?
It's probably you, Jalen.
Do you see what you have on your hair right now?
You don't realize how corny he actually is.
Oh.
Oh, whoa. We doing this? Whoa, snap.
It's been a while since he's been on the podcast, and he gonna get it.
Oh.
All right, Jamie, tell them what they need to do to the podcast first.
No.
What they need to do before they
like, rate, subscribe, tell your mom, tell your friends, tell your brother.
It better be good.
It is, thank you.
What is it?
I'm eating some veggies.
All right.
And so, I had a little chicken sausage. Pineapple bacon chicken sausage. That thing smacks. Adels, y'all need to try it.
Pineapple bacon chicken sausage.
Yeah.
Malin, you gotta ask my question.
What's up?
I say you got new hair.
New hair.
You say like you got weed?
No, like new hairstyle, bro. Not a weed.
I
said, what you mean?
He said, you got new hair. No, he was trying you, Mayla.
I got my hair done a couple weeks ago, but I just got a haircut today. So I just pulled it back a little bit, you know. Yeah.
You
want
the
cuzzle?
Fine. You heading out after this?
Nah, just my work schedule. I work this weekend, so I went ahead and got a haircut.
Okay.
On my off days.
Y'all know what that means.
Nah. Hey, but when I come to Atlanta, yeah, I'm gonna be sharp, sliced up. I'll be ready.
Yeah. I've said it once. I'll say it again. You're never coming back.
Watch this. What? Like I said, what?
Never, ever.
June 1st or the 14th, one of them.
I don't believe you.
Watch, just wait on it. Just wait on it. I'll be there.
Wait on it.
All right, we can get to
come the 14th for real. Come the 14th. The Rays are playing the Braves.
Ew.
Are we going to the game?
I'm going, so if y'all want to come, y'all can come.
Let me look at these tickets.
All right, well, while you do that, Jamie, tell us what we got going on for today.
Wait, you still haven't congratulated me on my cap.
Congrats!
Oh, congrats.
Yeah, congratulations to Tyree. The man is now a professor.
Thanks. Thanks, guys.
What class?
We got the real scholar in the building.
Jalen, you want to say something?
Yeah, I was going to wait till done.
I mean, not
my boy done mastered it, y'all.
He's a liar. All right, we're not gonna take it off. All right, let's get to sports.
All right, topic one.
Send him money. What's your cash app? What's your cash app down there?
Send it to the What Now cash app. I'll take it from there.
Okay. Topic one. Is the Knicks season a success?
Oh, excuse me.
Well, considering they went from sucking to making the playoffs, I'm going to say, yep.
Oh, so you saying
they made the playoffs last year, too.
I'm still going to say it's a success, but what do I know?
So you think they overachieved, Jamie?
Yeah.
Jalen, you had a strong reaction to that. How do you feel about that?
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't.
Do I think, I mean, you want me to answer the question? I will. Excuse me. It's success. I mean, I guess so. I didn't expect them to lose in the second round, but I mean, if you add context, I mean, it makes sense why they lost. They weren't really as deep. Thibodeau drained his players, pause, and they just didn't have nothing left. Brunson broke his hand. Josh Hart was hurt.
They lost half their team.
They lost half their team. And I would say I expected them to get to the conference finals. I'm sure that they did too. I didn't think they would get anywhere past that because after Milwaukee was gone and the Sixers were gone, I think that the Celtics and the Knicks were the two best teams, obviously, the 1 and 2 seeds. And I thought they were going to match up in the conference finals, but I would consider it a success. I don't think that they sucked, like Jamie said. I mean, they went to the – didn't they make the conference finals 2 years ago? Or am I tripping? That was the second round with the Hawks when they played the Hawks and Trey was on that.
That was the first round.
But, yeah, I mean, they've been making the playoffs pretty consistently lately. They had a – I mean, I would say yes because they had a really good year. Brunson had a breakout year. He definitely has earned himself a max contract, I think. So I would say yes, considering all details.
I think
– I'm on yes and no. Only reason I say no because they made it to the same round they made it to last year. But, like you said, their whole team fell apart, so it's kind of hard to judge. Do I think they would have beat the Pacers fully healthy? Yeah. But at the same time, injuries happen to everybody. So it's just like, I don't want to just sit there and be like, that's the only reason they lost. Even though, like, they were playing on, like, the very last leg. But I will say, like Jalen said, they've been in the playoffs the last couple years, and it seems like they improve every year. So as long as they keep that trajectory up, you know, especially the East, I feel like it's wide open, even though Giannis and all them, the Bucks, they really had a fluke year, I feel like. But I feel like the East is still wide open besides the Celtics. So I feel like they can get back pretty easily.
Yeah, I definitely think they can make the second round again.
They just need to – I hate to say it. I feel like, you know, because I don't think it'll happen, but they get somebody like Paul George or something.
They need to get KD.
Nah.
Probably won't work, but I think they need well, I guess we can have that conversation. Everybody
answers. They definitely do need another piece.
Yeah, the next season was not a success because
not in the slightest.
Excuse me, no. Because at some point the expectations have to rise. And just like you said, injuries happen, and they made it to a game 7 of this. And this is probably the easiest the East will ever be, considering the injuries and all that other stuff. So like you said, they made it to the second round last season with a worse team, a worse put together team. They had Julius Randle last year, healthy, but this was the team itself was worse. So I think they should have been able to at least make it to the second round, especially after they beat the Sixers. Yeah, because like Jalen said, they beat the Sixers. The Bucks were gone. The Miami, who was always tough, was gone. They didn't have to. It's not like they had to play Boston yet. If they would have lost to Boston in the second round, then I'd have been like, okay, that's different. But I think Boston was the only team that would have given them problems. Maybe a healthy Bucks, but they didn't have to see the Bucks. So I think it was not a success. They gotta at some point expectations gotta rise for certain teams. Like, we can't just keep saying second round every year, and they're good. And that's a successful season. Like, so at some point they gotta get past that hump. It's like Boston. I think Boston's season will be.
Oh. Well, theirs would be more of a failure because they've been going at this since like 2019.
I want to debate.
I don't agree with that.
I wish he came back.
I don't agree with
that. What don't you agree?
You're talking about
the Celtics,
right?
Yeah, the Celtics. Yeah, they should be more of a failure than anybody if they don't win.
Okay, I thought it was swift. I thought you said the Knicks was more of a failure than Celtics.
Oh no.
The Celtics fail. That is a failure because they have a put together team. He gone though. But a put together team, and they've been going at it since what 19? You said.
Yeah, I think so. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but
I'll put it like this. I think to reply to what he said about the expectation having to rise, the Knicks aren't supposed to be the second seed. They wasn't supposed to be the second seed. I think the same thing with OKC having the first seed, those numbers make you look better than what you actually are. I don't think the Knicks should have been second seed. If you want to be completely objective, they're at best the fifth best team in that conference. If everybody's full strength, everybody's playing how they're supposed to play, XYZ, they're not supposed to be the second seed. So for them to even get there, beat the Sixers, and then lose in a game seven where all of your players are gone, they did almost as best as they possibly could, given the circumstances. Because like your whole team is hurt. Like you're
I'm talking about the whole team.
Your second star hasn't played in months, and Jalen Brunson just averaged 100 in the playoffs.
To your point, I think that says something though about if you want to be positive about them, is that they had half that team missing, yet they still it took Which seven is, games to put them away.
That's why I think that's why I said it's a success yeah, because of all the because you just got to, I mean, the context really skews the conversation.
It's a building block, but like now next year, the bar, like Tyreek said, it needs to be raised. Like I think
the expectation raises now.
So future bright for them. They finally got the pieces that they need. Mainly on like
they need to.
I don't know. I think I'm stuck on the expectation needs to rise.
Do you think it's the bar is good where it's at right now? Like what? Like I think they need to reach the Eastern Conference Finals. Like at least like that's where they need to be. That's what the expectation.
See, I feel like that's why I go back. That's why I was 50-50 on it, because that's why I go back to the injury thing. Because like I said, fully healthy, they would have beat the Pacers. I'm pretty sure. Like that's like closer to a fact than an opinion. And it's like
Knicks in five if they fully healthy.
So this is where I'm stuck at. Do y'all think if they would have made it to the conference final, do y'all think they had any chance versus Celtics?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Fully healthy? Yeah.
Fully healthy, yes. I don't think they would have won, but I think they would have had a fighter's chance.
That's why I'm stuck on the expectations, right? Because, all right, like Tobias said, they have to make the conference final. All right, they make the conference finals, but they don't make the finals. Like I said, they really should have been there this year. So, like,
that's not the expectation. Expectations for them to
make. You don't look at the Knicks as like a top two to three contender in the East every year. So that's
what I was saying.
But not before
you do look at them as that.
It's now.
No.
But now the expectation is that we need to look at them like that, because they could have easily been if they don't want. Been healthy, they would have easily been in that spot. So now I think that expectation now has
to be
a conference final. They worry.
We only don't say that because we only don't say that because they don't have.
You going in and out.
My boy's struggling.
Yeah, you have to have difficulties, but
now well, Rico had to get on the phone like me.
But I think, I guess you can call it a success, I guess. But, like, now this is it's enough of that. Like, moving forward, like, the bar needs to be raised up. They need to turn up the difficulty mode.
So, like, you want their expectations to be up to, like, we ain't going to put them up with, like, the Celtics, but, like, more of a Heat,
there are
76ers.
They're a tier two team in the East.
Yeah.
They're not in the tier one conversation with the players that have superstars on it. Mm-hmm. But the Pacers are a tier three team. So, I mean, take that with a grain of salt, I guess.
And it took them, I mean,
Yeah. It took injuries in a seven game.
Bucks is tier one team?
Yes.
Bucks, Celtics.
Well, they haven't been past the first round in like 3 years.
See, that's, and I was thinking about that too, because that's what's so weird about the East, though.
But it's, I mean, like, it's so bad, but it's Giannis, like, has been hurt the last 2 years.
But they got Dame, and they're supposed to have a well put together roster.
If you're gonna ask the same question about the Knicks as the Bucks this year, Giannis being hurt or not, it was a super failure. Even before the playoffs even started, it was a super failure. Like, I think that's why, like, the good teams, the championship teams, always show you that they're championship teams. Right. And like, you can tell who's an imposter, bro. And I just think, I don't know. I mean, the Bucks are a completely different story, but
you can tell by the motion that they move with, motion everything on the court. And
well, if the Timberwolves would have lost against the Nuggets, do you think their season would have been a success or a failure?
To me, their season's a success no matter what happens. In my opinion,
because
I said if they would have lost to the Nuggets.
I still would have, because I didn't give him a chance to win versus the Nuggets. So yeah.
Who you lose to matters. And this is their first time being so highly like touted. And I think this is the beginning of their arc. So if they would have lost, I would have been like, yeah, it would have still been a success. Especially if they would have lost in game seven.
Like, that's really that reporter's question when he was like, you have to lose on a certain stage to finally get started. That's kind of what that is.
I get his question, but he was trying to be funny about it. So
I wouldn't say he was trying to be funny, but like,
I still didn't like that question. Like, I
ain't gonna lie. Some of these pressers, brother, like, people be in their feelings, like Mike Malone, like, bro, calm down.
I don't like Mike Malone, but since we own that, should we transition it to define what each championship means for Final Four teams? Or
Yeah, we can do that.
Jamie, can you lay out the last four teams? I don't know who they are.
Ms. Sue, tell us what to do.
You think I understand? Come on, let me Google.
No, just the four teams that
are in the final. You think I know?
The conference finals.
All right, the last four teams are. We have the Pacers and the Celtics.
I was going to Google.
Eastern Conference Finals. The game is about to actually start right now. And then in the West... In the West, we got the Timberwolves and the Mavericks. I think their first game is tomorrow, I would assume. A championship, I guess we can start. Where y'all want to start? We're going to start in the East?
Yeah, we start in the East since we're already talking about it.
All right. I'll go last on this. What do y'all think is the ramifications, if you want some new words, Tobias, of winning a championship for the Pacers?
It doesn't matter because they're not going to do it. Let's not even talk about it.
I mean, I definitely agree. I definitely agree, but you got to think, though. Just somehow, some way it happened. Bro, that would literally change, at least for the next 2 years, that would literally change, like, the whole course of the East.
You have to put on them,
especially, like, Halliburton would probably be, like, at least space-wise, like, 10 times better than what he thinks he is now.
No, because it's such an unfathomable. It's not even you can't even comprehend. You can't even imagine what it would be like, because it's not realistic. It is so unrealistic that even if it happens, it's not going to do anything. People are going to forget like that.
I'll tell you what.
They are. It'll be
a Raptors type of a ring.
Yeah.
Oh, what you're not going to do.
Uh-oh. It'll be a Raptors Kawhi type of ring.
Tell them who it is.
I think that I'm gonna break it. I'm gonna take it away off of the team, because I don't think the Pacers as a team winning the championship is like 3%. So I agree with Tobias there. I don't think that it'll affect them other than on an individual basis per player. So like Halliburton stock goes all the way up.
Yeah.
Siakam has two rings. And
that is crazy.
I think if we're gonna talk about hypotheticals, the Pacers will have beaten the number one seed. They will have beaten the Timberwolves or the Mavericks with no superstar. Like, that's just going to boost their, not ego, but I don't want to keep saying stock, but, like, their clout is all the way up, I think, on an individual player basis. But, like, they just don't have the team to do it. I think that's pretty obvious. I think everybody's going to.
Yeah, what I agree with that. It probably wouldn't mean much to the city. I mean, it would mean a lot to the city.
The but Pacers, like you said, because that's a basketball state. This, I mean, not the city, the whole state. Because Indiana is a traditionally
that might be like the second mecca of New York. Like, basketball started in Indiana.
Mm-hmm. That means a lot.
Oh, the Celtics. What do y'all think about the Celtics?
That is a sigh of relief.
For it's the complete opposite, ain't it?
Like they have to do this. Really, it's not like nothing else. They have to do this.
It
wouldn't mean anything because they'll have
19
rings or something like that franchise.
As a macro franchise, it won't mean much. I think it might.
Means a lot, but because it validates these last what?
That's what I was going to say.
It validates these last 5 years. It shows a
process. Does it?
It shows the whole process. Yes. Like they went through a process of losing, and they finally broke. And you can say that, man, this team that stuck together this 5 years is an elite group of players. You can say that because they finally got a ring. You can find
it's about time ring. It's like we knew that they were this good, so like why did it take this long? I feel like it could be more of a backhanded compliment ring.
That's a negative mindset.
I'm just saying.
You gotta be trolling.
It definitely helps Tatum's case for everything.
Yeah, yeah,
because
I think
they've been on him, boy.
It does the same thing which you thought about, like Haliburton. It validates all of them. It validates every single one of those players. I feel bad for Marcus Smart. This happens because he gone now, but it validates Jaylen Brown. It validates Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. It validates those two for sure.
The core, it validates their core, which is those two players.
Mm-hmm.
It validates them in a way that it's like you can build through the draft, mm-hmm. and if you just stay down and keep at it, that it'll come through. Not on the scale of the Warriors, obviously, because they had all-time great players. But it's I feel like you thinking at it as like, oh, about time, y'all should have been done this, but like. Winning that championship's hard when you never had a point guard. them being your two best players, and they literally have done everything but win a ring. So like, I think they've just gone all the way around it, and they it'll come full circle for them.
I got a little. It's not a hot take, but it's kind of just a different take. It's built on what you said. I feel like if the Celtics do win, you can call them like, this is what I'm branding it. This is what I'm calling brand. Like one of the last great traditional basketball teams. Because it goes from what Jay was talking about. It was a franchise that stuck with their core team. They didn't separate them, so they stuck with those core guys. And if they finally get a ring, like it's going to show that loyalty kind of pays off. Because now in an age where loyalty don't mean nothing, like they're just getting superstars put on a team. Hey, let's go win at that point.
I think it's a little bit less because you still got the Nuggets who did it. You still had the Bucks who did it. And if they win a ring this year, to even combat your point, they had to go get Drew. They had to go get Kristaps for them to actually win a ring. So, the core is the same. Al Horford, they still have their literal core by definition.
That's kind of relating it to the Golden State, but like you said, that's a generational all-time team. If this ring will kind of remind me, I know y'all gonna laugh at me for saying this, but I can't help but it reminds me of Michigan, the national championship. Because if Michigan didn't win this last ring, this whole last three, four years would have been nothing. Like it would have been irrelevant. So
you know what? I see what you mean because I had it related to my team.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna say nothing about it. I get you. I know what you mean.
Yeah, like that's all.
I can see that too, because Michigan, y'all went undefeated the last year, and the Celtics had like a godly record this year.
That's what I'm saying. And this is the best year to do it. Like, I heard, like, Colin Cowherd, I think that's who said it. You got LeBron out the way. You got Steph out the way. You got Giannis out the way. And Embiid, like, all these superstars out the way. And, and don't get me wrong, you got to face either Luka or Ant and them. But, like, if you Tatum and the rest of the Celtics, like, you got to be like, we ain't worried about them, really. Like, you even got Jokic out the way. Like, you got all these players out the way. This is yeah, kind of what I meant by, I'm sorry.
It's on a platter for him.
But sure. This is kind of what I meant by the Ravens had the perfect year this year. Like, they were supposed to do it because they had everything out the way for them. The Chiefs weren't the best.
We played Patrick Mahomes, sir.
But it wasn't his best year. That's why I said I'm sorry. It wasn't his best year. It was a down year. It was set up for him. It's like Jalen just said.
You said it correctly, Mayla.
If they don't do it, that's on them. Because everybody's coming back next year, probably stronger. The West ain't going nowhere. It's like, and the Celtics only getting older. Obviously, they're still young, but like,
everything going to be the same. They need to put Minnesota every year. They need to put Minnesota in the East.
Why?
They make more competitive.
Speaking of the West.
I don't know if you heard. I was going to ask Rick what he thought. We're on the topic of what a ring means most of these teams. We're sure that you agree with the Celtics and Pacers. So we'll move to the West where it's more interesting. First team to make it in was the Mavs. Luka's kind of hampered. Kyrie is not being Kyrie. He's being somewhat efficient, more of a playmaker. And they have a well-built roster. I like their roster a lot. What would it do for them?
It would do a lot for the Mavs. I ain't gonna lie. It would validate Luka in every way y'all gave Tatum even more. It would put him in the conversation as the best in the world.
Y'all remember?
It'll start him on the trajectory of an all-timer.
Y'all remember when KD went to the finals and we was like, "Oh, he's coming." Pause. I feel like that's exactly how it's going to be for Luka.
You think so?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know. Because Luka, they went to the conference final, what, 2 years ago?
No, I'm just saying as like somebody come in the league and you're like, oh, he's a superstar right off bat. And then for him to go.
I think it's different. It's different though for that because KD hasn't, at that point, KD didn't really have, it was solely based on his skill. He didn't really do anything at that point until he got to the finals. But Luka has kind of already built a non-accolade.
It's flipped because KD went in 22. That's like his third year, and Luka of course has all of the accolades, or not the accolades, but like the winning.
I think for the Mavs, them winning a championship, I think it would put Luka. At this point, it's kind of weird because now MVPs are kind of coming back into consideration as topics of discussion when you're talking about all-time greats, because Jokic, Embiid, Giannis has all won a bunch of them in the past like 6 years. So I think Luka's championship would be big for him, but he would need to get a couple MVPs also.
I think so.
To kind
That's
of
why I said it starts on a trajectory as being an all-time great. Like he got that first ring got the way. Now he can, you know, get it rolling with everything else.
To be fair, if he wins a ring, though, the media might then start trying to give him some MVPs.
I think they'll start Josh Allen and him kind of. I think they already are kind of Josh Allen in him, in a way. I think that'll get kind of the oh, he's super good, but he's not going to win type of mentality. Yeah,
perfect.
They already comparing him to James Harden.
Well, so say he wins a ring this year and has the same stats he does this past season next year, would you not say he should be like an MVP? Because he was already second this past season.
What are you really asking?
Like, he said the media is just going to start, like, handing him MVPs, you know? But, like, if he keeps putting up these same numbers and he's already proven that he can win, why not?
I don't think he is an MVP, honestly. I think he's a bucket. And I'm taking from what
I mean. If you're averaging over 30 a game, and your team is like a top 4 to 5 seed, really like a top 3 to 4 seed.
Kimmy, he's having 36. He's a good, I'm saying he's a elite player. I like, I'm not saying that, like, generational player, but I'm taking from what like Ant said the other night after, you know, he had a bad game and stuff. And he was like, yeah, man. He was like, I couldn't get anything going on the offensive side. He said, but, you know, I like, you know, that I relied on my other aspects of the game. Like, I'm more than just a bucket. I don't think Luka is more than just a bucket, but like that.
He's not, but he definitely stepped his defense this past year.
He stepped it up, but is it to MVP? Is it MVP? Like, is it to that level?
He can definitely win MVP.
I mean, honestly, if the MVP for NBA now – this day and age is it's based off of how many points you can score and how good your team is. Like, if he the first seed and he scored 30, if he averaging 36, if he averaging 40-0-0 as the first seed, he's gonna win it.
He's gonna win the MVP. Like, it's that simple.
I mean, but even he can easily win MVP. He would have won MVP if he wasn't the sixth seed.
True. I guess that's prep.
And they didn't come along strong to the second half.
SGA would have probably made it over him, but.
Well, I thought SGA deserved it anyway, but yeah, that was just me.
Because Denver,
he did more for his team.
Or I think Jokic is going to stop winning it. Voter fatigue.
And the fact that he got beat this year in the playoffs and didn't make it back to the finals.
Yeah.
He is going to stop winning it.
They're not giving him another MVP ever again.
He'd have to average another triple double.
He's gonna have to do something crazy.
Probably like a 35-point triple double over the course of the season.
3 and 5 is insane, bro.
And after that point, you gotta put him in GOAT talk. If he does that, like he has to be in GOAT talk. If he does,
yeah, like to go back to the expectation thing, once you have back to back MVPs is one thing. Once you have 3 and 5, that's like. When you're talking about the best players have ever touched the basketball,
it's 3 and 4.
Hey,
yeah, I thought it was 3 and 4, but that's even better.
But this is GOAT talk. You definitely have to have multiple rings. It's got to be multiple.
Yeah, I think I agree. Isn't it crazy?
Like Mayla said, he since they lost now, he doesn't look like a juggernaut anymore. No. So it's not gonna be an easy. It's not gonna be like, oh, Jokic is definitely the best player. Because now we see that he can be beat.
Yeah, he's got, like Tobias said, he got to do something crazy. And but to get back on the Mavs, we didn't even talk about how it would affect Kyrie.
I was about to lead it to there.
I think Kyrie's legacy is sealed. I think the story about Kyrie is, I don't think it can change too much. That's just my opinion.
What is the story on from your perspective?
Story about, from my perspective, I agree. Kyrie is that Kyrie always needs another superstar who is better than him to win a ring. That's the story about Kyrie. And I don't think if he wins this, it's not going to change. It's going to be the same exact story. He had Luka.
Yeah.
In Cleveland, he had
LeBron. But did y'all see, I agree, but at the same time, it's like, Luka can only do so much. Have you not seen how many times he got bailed out by Kyrie?
I mean, that's what Kyrie's been for. He bailed out Braun. Like, that's what Kyrie's legacy, that's what he's known for.
But with that being said as well, what do you... You said his legacy set, but what is the legacy? Because it sounds like you're trying to say he ain't as good as people try to make him out to be.
No, he is. He's good. He's now number one. He's number two.
His legacy is not going to change with a ring. It's just going to further cement it as him being a highly, highly skilled guard that needed a real superstar to carry. Because, like, when we talk about guards, there's not a lot of guards ever that could be guards and win a lot. Like, Steph did it, but Steph is one of the best players ever. But, like, after that, you really can't name a lot of guards who just, like, did it on their own. Kyrie is going to go down as probably one of the clutchest players ever. One of the best, like, playoff performers ever. He has the shot. He has the ring with LeBron. He'll have the ring with Luka. And to be honest, play styles, LeBron and Luka kind of somewhat play the same, minus the athleticism by like a lot, of course. But Kyrie fits perfectly into the Mavs. And like, he's going to go down. I know we say this a lot now, like in social media, but like, having the best role player ever, but like, Kyrie's going to be one of the best role players ever.
All right. See, and I knew somebody was going to say that. Can we normalize like boosting up the Robins?
Oh.
Like, can we normalize boosting up the Robins instead of making Robin seem like a bad role? Because you can even hear on ESPN when they're like, he's Batman, he's Robin. And you'd be like, why? Like, it sounds like there's like Robin got to take a back seat all the time, even though Robin saves the day a lot of the times. You know what I mean?
Yes, but there's a reason why Robin is Robin. Mm. Like, the cookie crumble, Robin's going to be Robin. When the cookie crumble, Batman's going to come out like, okay, y'all, I'm Batman. Like, y'all know what it is. And, like, in the NBA, this is how, like, player arcs go. You're a Robin first, you're a young Robin, and then if somebody teaches you how to win, cool. Then you try to go do it by yourself. If you can't do it by yourself, you go back to being a very good Robin. So, like, look at LeBron. LeBron went to go be – he technically went to go be Dwayne Wade's Robin. Then it was like, okay, he's a Batman. Fine. Then he goes try to be a Batman. He's still Batman. So LeBron is LeBron. Kyrie tried to do it with the Celtics. Didn't happen. He tried to be a Batman and Robin with KD. They couldn't do it. So then he goes back to being a Robin and look where he's at now. So I just think he just ended up settling in where he was supposed to be.
And that's okay. Like, if you want us to give like our flowers to the Robins, I think that's okay. But you gotta do it well. If you do it enough amount of times, like you're gonna be talked about.
And a lot of these number twos aren't really Robins. They just happen to be the second best player on the team. Like, Julius Randle's not.
That's what I'm getting at. Really, that's
Julius really Randle's not a Robin. He just happens to be the second best player on the team. Kyrie is a Robin.
Yes,
by definition, he's a Robin.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
All right. Yeah. And then finally, everybody's the fan favorite.
Yeah.
I want to go on the record. I got to spoil Tyreek because I want to say I was the first one on the podcast to claim Ant because he went to Georgia. We can probably go find it somewhere.
I have never heard you say that.
I didn't say he was my favorite player. I did not say that. I didn't say he was my favorite player, but I said I'm always cheering for him. I've been said that.
What? I feel like we all said that.
I said it because he went to UGA. Why I said it. So I've been meaning to say this for a while. We ain't all been on here. So I've been meaning to say this. Yeah, I've been the Ant fan. I didn't say it was my favorite player, but I've been the Ant fan.
I tell you what, if Reek wouldn't have got him, I would have snatched him.
I've been new, bro. Had that dog in it for real.
I didn't know it was gonna be like this. Number one pick is cool.
See, I knew it was gonna be like this, but I thought he was gonna be like 25, 26 by the time he got there. And he surprised me. He got there quick.
Man, you turning up for real. What would this do? What would a ring do for the Timberwolves as a whole? Everybody, I want you to talk about everybody. And then I guess
I'll start off and talk about Gobert.
Let's talk about the 7-footers first before we get
it. It'll definitely help Gobert.
This is about to get
y'all give Rudy his props on this game 7, though. He was out there hustling. I give him that. Give him
you
his
You gotta props. Give him props the whole playoff, to be real.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like this run would definitely submit him as a top player. Not top player,
all right,
but
all right.
Not top player. I didn't mean to say that. But a decent player, his besides the Jokic thing, it'll definitely submit his defensive player of the years.
You're trying.
Ain't nobody really guard Jokic, so we have to give him a pass on that one.
I don't know, bro. But Jokic, this series.
Nobody can guard Jokic. You can't hold anybody to guarding Jokic.
So, yeah, nah, you got to give him a pass away. On that one.
I mean,
Buddy will literally just shoot like this.
Bro, he do what he gets paid to do, which is sit under the rim and block shots. Like he does that very well. If you ask him to do anything else,
you Tyreek getting antsy over there talking about Gobert. What you got to say?
He hates Rudy Gobert.
Nah, it's easy to hate Gobert because like people will be like, you know, when you hoop, it's like you're supposed to know how to play all things basketball. One he knows how to do two things: dunk and block.
One more crazy stat I saw.
No, that's not why at all.
He's the only top 15, one of the top 15 highest players. He's the only one that is left in the playoffs right now. So, look, like that money was worth it, Reed.
That money on.
He's the third best player on his team. It's but that. He's
in the playoffs.
It's that, the third best player.
He's the third best player, bro.
But that you just gotta think though, if he gets
Danny McDaniel like, probably better than Gobert, huh?
No, he isn't. Reed, like, okay, we're not gonna let the head go too far.
Gobert is known for one thing, and he's not even good at that one thing. He's a liability.
He's a liability on the perimeter, but if you come in that paint, it's wraps.
How are you the defensive player of the year and they take you off the court at the end of the game? The end of the game is more about defense than it is about offense.
But like, everybody knows there's a lot of defensive liabilities that like are very important to him.
What did you say?
I was saying that there's a lot of defensive liabilities that are important to the game. Like a lot of these superstars get subbed out when it's a defensive possession at the end of the game. I understand where you're coming from, but like,
but that's because that if that's the case, that's because they're not known for playing good defense. That's all he's known for.
Like, if you switch him out on a pick and roll, of course he's gonna get baked. He's 7'9".
Like he's a four-time defensive player of the year.
But like,
that does not matter. I don't care what on the court.
I agree.
If you have four defensive player of the years, there should be nothing that they can do that can make you be bad at defense.
I understand. I understand that logic of thought, but when it comes to NBA awards, they're not always by definition. You know, whoever has the most blocks in the season is going to get defensive player of the year. Like,
exactly. That's why I don't think he's going to say. So if we go to answer the question. Going back to the question, if the Minnesota won a ring, unfortunately, that would submit him probably as a Hall of Famer.
Who, Rudy Gobert?
Yes. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, if they win a ring, he is definitely getting talked about as like,
I think, crazy to say.
Because you know, in 25 years, it'll be the top 100. He'll be in that top 100. He won a ring.
Watch Rudy Gobert being the top 100. I don't think he'll be the top 100. But.
Dame's top 75.
Yeah, I'll be.
He not. I don't think he's top 75. I don't think he'll be the next 25 best players after that. If Dame didn't get in, if Dwight Howard didn't get in, if Kyrie
I thought Dame did get in top 75.
One of them got left out.
Dame did.
Yeah, Dame, that's what I'm saying. He that I feel like.
But like the next 25 players is Gobert's not gonna be him. He might get 125.
He win a ring.
I don't think he'll get it. That's just my opinion, but. I understand the Gobert hate, but like, hey, what it is. It is what it is, bro.
Yeah. And for Cat, it'll those first Kat, 9 years he'll talk about it'll wash all of that away. He get a ring.
All that
is
that's funny. That
get out of here, bro.
Is the Kimbe Mutombo is not a Hall of Famer, is he?
He should be. Yeah,
because he got four defensive player of the years. And
I'm almost positive the campaign's in the
All-Star. And all eight All-Star teams.
Yeah, no, he's definitely a
I think the campaign's definitely.
How many defensive player of the years does Dwight have?
The Kimbe Mutombo has four defensive player of the years, but only three all defensive first teams. That's why I don't like the NBA, man.
That it's just the NBA awards. They're broken. They really need a reset, but I don't think you can reset it, bro. They're broken for sure.
Dwight should have won. I think his prime was short, but like Dwight's prime was so dominant.
All right, let's get off of Gobert, bro. What do y'all think about Cat though?
I like Cat.
That's what I said. It'll wash those first 9 years he was talking about. It'll wash all that away. He gets a ring.
Mm-hmm. Hey, so the Robin talk. He's gonna. If you put Cat next to some of these superstars, bro. Because
Cat, he just wanted the one for real. He wasn't.
He just wasn't the one. And that's, again, that's okay. I just think if you put Cat next to a lot of these players, they're going to be right. I mean, he has a skill set. He's just soft and he fouls too much. But, I mean, other than that, he's settled in his Robin role, bro. He basically won him the game 7.
I was about to say, he is, like, super happy. I ain't never seen somebody be so happy to be a Robin. Like, He loved the fact that Ant came and grabbed the rope.
Cat's not mature enough to be a bat. That's Cat's problem. He's not mature enough to be a Batman. Like
it's not that he's not mature. It's like Jalen said. He looked like he's soft. Like
it's just
he was a number one pick and he couldn't handle the pressure.
Exactly.
So, somebody else came and grabbed the pressure and he was like, "Oh, you got it, bro."
Everybody can't be that guy, though.
Like Tatum, like Brown, arguably it has more of an it factor than him. Just Tatum's just that talented.
Yeah, I can see that. Cause I mean, a lot of it's mentality. A lot of it's like your will. A lot of it's like being able to be broken. Like for instance, if y'all, I mean, I guess a cat's the least interesting topic. But if we want to talk about Ant, him going whatever his percentage was in the first half to coming back in the second half, right before the half ended, he gets those two steals. He gets a wide open dunk and a step back three. Like for him to be like, I don't care if I'm missing, I'm still finna go go get it. That shows like real dog. Cause a lot of players, like even the best players will shut down from that. And he ended up having like 16 points, but he facilitated the offense. He made the right plays. He didn't have that many turnovers. Like he was doing everything right.
He locked up Jamal Murray.
Nah, he's a two way player. They locked him in clamps all series, bro.
Even though he did have 35, mm-hmm. but when Ant got on him,
yeah, it was over. It was over. Yeah.
Nah, he's gonna. I think if he wins a ring, we gonna have some conversation to have.
Hey. People who he look like. You already know who he look
like. I like Anthony Edwards, but not the way you said conversations. I don't think so right now.
Listen to my I was going to say, he needs to be a little more.
Go ahead.
I was just going to frame it as in conversations, as in people have him in the SGA, the Bookers, and that like 6 through 10. Area. I know a lot of us had in the top 10 already, but like I feel like he'll be better than Booker. I feel like he'll be better. I mean, I didn't mean to say SG. I meant to say Ja. I think he'll be better than Ja. I think I don't know how he falls out of your 7 if he goes and wins a ring after beating the defending champs.
Oh, absolutely.
So what you mean, Tyree, what you mean by you don't think we should have that discussion yet, even after a ring?
Well, I thought he was going in a different direction. In terms of all time stuff, not currently.
Oh no
stuff.
Oh no, bro. He only 22. We can't do that now.
No,
I will compare him to Mahomes. Yeah, I will compare like this whole like frenzy round.
No, thing. Absolutely.
I said frenzy. I didn't say his aunt. I'm saying the whole frenzy, like the whole buzz about him, reminds me of Mahomes. Because remember, Mahomes won the first ring. Like, no. Oh man, it's not gonna be like another Brady and stuff and everything.
No.
Back it's just at a smaller scale. What Mahomes is doing is,
but Mahomes, I'm saying after the first ring, that's what I'm saying.
After his first season,
yeah. People were buzzing.
It was like when you throw 50 touchdowns your first starting season. Yeah. Like, okay, who was this guy?
But yeah, Ant hasn't done anything. We like
and also
Wimby's on more of that type thing, like stuff we ain't never seen.
Nobody expected Mahomes to do that. Ant was the number one pick. So like we're somewhat expecting, maybe not this soon, but we're somewhat expecting him to be a great player.
That's what I was saying. I felt like this was coming, but I thought it would be like more of a when he was 25, 26, 27.
Yeah, like
he got good fast.
It's gonna be fun watching him play. It's gonna be fun watching him. I will say that.
Before we move on to, can we talk about? I just gotta mention Jamal Murray. And his hate for the Lakers.
That
yellow and gold. All right, you said it earlier already, by the way, twice. But his I don't know, when he sees yellow and gold, he just turns into somebody different. And then anybody else turns into regular Jamal Murray. It just doesn't make sense to me.
But he had 35 last night. Doesn't make sense.
The Lakers could have. He could have won. The Lakers could have won. And they still lost the game. It's not even Jamal Murray. It's everybody. MPJ was awful this series.
I think
that's true. I don't know what happened to him.
And I said it's going to rely on him. I said, in order for the Denver to go far, it's going to rely on MPJ. That's going to be the make or break.
I think that's a product of rivalry-ness. I think it's like we talked all that crap last year. When we see y'all again, it's smoke. So, like, it makes sense. But, like, he still hit 2 game winners. Like, he was playing definitely out of his mind. MPJ played out of his mind.
And Aaron Gordon.
Yeah, Aaron Gordon was really really the best factor of the series.
Mm-hmm. It just don't make sense, bro. Like, if any one of them would have played their regular selves, the Lakers would have at least got, they probably would have 7 games. They would have at least got 3 of them.
Just I can't believe they lost like that.
Yeah, we go. We
and it was in the just for an update, the Celtics are were just winning 12-0.
They're winning 12-0 and they're locking up. They Pascal just scored, but yeah, they got him in the box.
This ain't about to be pretty.
It's like it's like a sleep
bitch. This ain't about to be pretty.
Now with the Celtics, you never know. The Pacers are gonna at least get one.
Yeah, the Pacers are gonna win probably. They're probably gonna win the 6.
Celtics gonna mess around and get blown out by 41.
I see a gentleman sweep.
But y'all, but to wrap it up, y'all's quick predictions. Who y'all got in each finals?
Timberwolves and Celtics.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
But how Shannon do it? How do you do it? He say what was it? Luka, Kyrie, Spivey, Liquid IV, Wolves and 5, baby.
Wolves and 5 is crazy.
Wolves and yeah, 5. I wouldn't be surprised either. I think you got too much faith in the Mavericks, Jalen.
All right.
I say 6 or 7. Wolves is 6 or 7. It's going to be
6 or 7. What? 5 is crazy.
I'd say 5 or 6.
I got Celtics in 5 with the gentleman suite. I got that.
I can see the Mavs coming in with too much confidence and getting a little shocked. Just like the Nuggets. Just like them doggone Nuggets.
Nah, they can't do that now just because they see what the Timberwolves are.
They see what the Timberwolves are. Also, the Nuggets, actually, they won 3 in a row last series. Like, let's not forget that.
Ooh.
And they were up 20 at halftime, the last game. I mean, they played the best they could. The Timberwolves just beat them.
Well, no, that game 6, they lost by like 60 points.
That was crazy.
I just think the better team won in that series. I think the Mavericks and the Timberwolves series is going to be insane. That's going to be a very good series.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I got, though. I'm going to go Wolves just because. And Celtics, of course.
Did y'all want to do both? Tari, do you have a list?
No, y'all didn't vote on one.
You say you don't have one?
Nah, y'all didn't vote on this, so I didn't make one.
We only got time for like one more topic. What y'all want to do? Y'all want to do that one, or you want to do what you got, Jamie?
Said y'all pick. That's on y'all.
Nah,
both of the last two topics are the
Y'all want to do jersey sales again? I can pull them up.
We ain't doing Caitlin Clark.
Oh well, apparently Malin wants to. Go ahead.
I was just asking.
If somebody give okay, go. I don't care. I'll pull up a jersey list if y'all want it.
Let's talk about
Caitlin Clark. Yeah, you can
talk about Caitlin Clark. Malin. Can somebody just jump out there? Because I don't know what angle y'all are having to win.
I don't understand either. So it's
like, I don't know what your angles are.
Okay, I can tell. If y'all scared for it, I can.
I ain't scared.
You are.
I can do it. Let me take my first crack at it. So.
Your first crack at it.
I'm gonna say
the question.
I'm not gonna put the question. I'm just say this. I'm gonna start on the topic.
Say the question, bro. The question's nothing.
I'm going to say this is that we see Caitlin Clark, you know, she had a historically great college career. She comes to the WNBA and there are all the haters coming. I've never seen this many people prey on one girl's downfall. And the fact she's getting hurt, they keep posting her lowlights, they calling her trash, saying she's overrated and stuff. I'm going to just say, the WNBA don't deserve Caitlin Clark.
I don't think that's what Malin was going, where Malin was
that's
going.
That's where I'm going.
I want to reply to you too. Before you go, Malin, because I feel like you have something else to say. But wait, just hold it. to reply to you, Tobias, I think that it just comes with the territory of being like the next hot thing. Mm-hmm. But she has played the best teams in the league.
Yeah.
Like she's played the literal best teams in the league. Like she's
best defensive teams at that.
The best defensive teams in the league, and she's on the Fever. Like, yeah. They're not good at all.
They had the number one pick for a reason.
They had a number one pick for a reason. Also, and like when you do y'all remember when Lonzo Ball came in and played Pat Beverly? And he was on him like white on rice. That's just what comes with the territory. I think that it'll level out and she'll be a pretty good player. She'll be a she probably can make the All-Star team this year, but I don't think I don't think we have a big enough sample size to say that the WNBA doesn't deserve her yet. From your point of view, I do want to hear what Mainland
says. My my statement, I guess, is in response really to not to how teams have played her per se, but it's more to, I guess, the reactions you're getting from players when they're asking about, you know, this group of rookies and got Diana Taurasi, a couple of other legends talking about like, oh, they got to get humbled and stuff. Like, and then she almost got hurt of the game. So we wanted like, no, what's
going on? Now it sounds like you're trying to call her.
It just looked bad. From standing in y'all spot watching it, it looked bad. It does.
Now it sounds like you're just trying to.
It looks like she's being attacked. It does.
You got 10 turnovers. You're gonna get blamed. I don't care what level you play on.
Every rookie, like the Diana Taurasi thing, don't bother me because every rookie does need to get humble. Like I'm the same thing is about to happen to Caleb Williams in the NFL.
What has she done that's been haughty, prideful? I haven't seen it. At least I haven't seen anything that she's done. I haven't seen anything any of these rookies have done. I haven't seen it.
I mean, in the pros or in college?
In the pros. And I'm going to say this right now. I'm just going out here. But Reese, Brink, and Clark are going to change the WNBA. Those three?
I mean, they already have. Yeah, they're changing.
They're doing it right now. That's why I added one of the topics. Do we think they're getting too much attention? Because like that's all we've been seeing, at least WNBA content.
This is the type of attention that they've been wanting, and this is the type of attention that I don't want to say women, but like women's sports have been like yearning for, like having even low lights every single night. NBA gets that every single night. Some goofball Shaq thing of fool moments, we get those. We get the biggest dunks. Like it just comes with the territory of being the hot thing.
And to your point too, Jay, it's starting to translate to other women's sports as well. Like I'm starting to see more softball highlights now. Like I've seen stuff on ESPN, you know, their top 10.
Don't make that face.
They always talk about softball. No, it's softball season. Yes, they do.
I ain't gonna lie. This is like these months, the next 2 months is prime college softball time. But I was a baseball player, so I saw it more. But it does help though, Jamie. It does help a little bit. It does.
All right. Let me answer the actual question.
But see, yeah, Tobias avoided the question.
Stop.
Go ahead. Floor is yours.
Bro, because you had me thinking about it from a completely different angle. And nice. I kind of agreed with it. Bro, a lot of.
Okay.
The women, the men are showing more support to the WNBA and women's basketball than women are.
And women are hating. Like bad, like it's starting. Oh,
that's what y'all are talking about. Okay,
yes, it's actually bad, bro. Like bro, I seen the shot Caitlin made last night from the three from the logo. A girl quoted it talking about some. Ooh, wouldn't be possible without a Aaliyah Boston dunk. I mean, block. Get the hate out your heart. Like, of course, like everything happens. Like, bro, yeah, somebody could have caught a rebound and passed it to it. Yes, everything happens for a reason. Bro, ain't nobody else shooting from that far. That's a woman. I'm sorry. Like, it's a hot light for a reason. And then
we gotta also sift through the opinions of people who are just onlookers and not actual sports fans. A lot of these women have a problem with like how the WNBA is like viewed and stuff. But like, you're not even sports fans, so like, we really don't care what you have to say. Like, gender or not, like, even if men are just out here just saying whatever on a sport that they don't watch or care about, it's like, you're just talking to talk.
No, but not just like us, people like us, but actual players too, players and fans. That's what Tobias was trying to get at earlier without saying it, with like the Diana Taurasi thing and all that stuff. Like even NBA players are more supportive of this new wave of women basketball players than other WNBA players.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, yeah, it must suck because if we're talking from the, if I'm talking to the older WNBA generation, it kind of sucks because you paved the way, you did what you had to do, and you didn't get the love that they're getting. But at the same time,
based on tradition,
at the same time, it's like, this is what you paved the way for. Like, I was actually
talking about, should be grateful, right?
Like, if you want to talk about, like, even translate, and then I'm trying to keep this, but even if you think about, like, other people who've paved the, like, especially if you paved the way, this is what you want. Like, you should be uplifting these people. You shouldn't be trying, like, oh, well, they have to go through what I had to go through, man. They need to be humble. Like, oh, yeah, just worry. Reality. Like, you got to say all that. Like, you're supposed to be uplifting them, giving them tips and stuff. Like, why are you trying to push their stock down?
They're just gatekeeping. That's all it is.
And to go like a little, I was talking about this was, I forgot who it was the other day, but like to go into like a little deeper, like even like life stuff. I think like, I don't like when people try to out struggle you. So yeah. I'm tired. I only got 6 hours of sleep last night. And then somebody else come and be like, well, I only got 3 hours of sleep last night. It's like, okay, bro, who cares?
Yeah, we both tired.
Yeah. And so like, I think that's kind of the same thing where it's like the older generation shouldn't, like, you try to say y'all don't have to go, we went through, but that's a good thing.
That's the point.
You went through those struggles, so we don't have to go through those struggles, and now we're going through certain struggles, so the next generation don't have to go through those same struggles. Like, we're all supposed to just be learning from each other and growing.
I hope there's grandparents on this podcast. I'm speaking for my grandparents all the time. Well, you have to go through, I have to go through.
Yeah. So
I'll be bread baloney.
And it's like, it's easier for, to go back to the question, is I guess it's easier for men to see it because it's not our sport per se.
And it doesn't affect the NBA players.
Yeah, it doesn't affect us. But I mean, probably back early in the 60s, 70s is the same way for the men, probably. When they were just trying to get big, it's just now it's on social media, so everybody's seeing it, and everybody got an opinion. Everybody can express their opinion. So it's just like, at the end of the day, we all, men and women, come together and support
the whole WNBA and stop letting the media's outpour of Caitlin Clark sway y'all's opinions. The same thing was happening with LeBron. He was on the cover of a magazine at 16 years old, and he's been getting covered from that day until now, 20-something years. He was the best thing coming through. When you are that great, that's the attention you're going to get. I just don't see why the women can't comprehend that. Oh, Angel Reese did this. She didn't shoot from 35 feet either. She made a layup. Like, they post what they know that's going to get clicks, and they know it's going to get likes and retweets. Like,
yeah, and it's
real.
Like, Reese, Brink, and Clark are three very different personalities. And, well, first off, it's more Clark's play that's marketable than her personality. Brink and Reese just have personalities that are marketable. Like,
you can including that woman.
Huh?
Stop including her, that woman, and them three players.
Oh, my Amazonian queen.
All right. Brink was hooping in that clip I sent on Twitter. She's a great role player.
Cardoso is better than her.
That is true. But you know, Brink, I didn't watch her play in college. So the stuff I've been seeing, like, she's better than I thought she was.
I've been following my girl since day one.
I'll leave it at that until we stop recording.
But yeah, to conclude, Tobias's original statement was that women didn't deserve Caitlin Clark.
No, that's
where I'm at. As for a pioneer, they don't deserve her as a pioneer.
I didn't say
I think this is just like the life cycle of becoming what you want to be. Like, in the beginning, if nobody was doing it, like, we had women stars like Candace Parker, Maya Moore, Taurasi, Sue Bird, those type of players. But like, what y'all did was awesome. What these girls are doing now is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you can hate. I don't just know how you can hate. I that part I don't get. But they're going to get the hate because they're doing something that's never been done. And I kind of like the WNBA getting the, I don't want to say the coverage, but like the parody of like what the NBA has with their stars. I think that's kind of cool to actually have the women in the space now. Mm-hmm. More so
it's
like
just the narrative. That's
they getting their Magic Bird moment right now.
Yeah, that's like
I think the NBA likes it like that.
The narrative is what keeps the NBA going.
Yeah.
Until the playoffs.
Yeah.
So it could be the same thing for the WNBA too. Because it's just such a long season and a lot of games. The narrative is what helps keep us watching the sport, especially for people that fans that's just like regular and don't really care about it.
Yeah.
But yeah. So all right. How much time do we have left?
We have 2 minutes left. Yeah,
I was gonna say, Tobias, you want to say your one take on that last topic?
And none of us want to.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Say it. And none of us. Let's see who cannot respond to whatever he says.
Ben Roethlisberger is a better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers.
Well, we know the topic. What's the why?
Oh, why? Okay, so. First off,
make it quick.
He's not a winner. Let's just sum it up like that. Aaron Rodgers isn't a winner. He's been on stacked teams everywhere. And how many rings he got? What, one? And then also, let's say this. He has failed to beat subpar teams in the NFC Championship time and time again. So that's what start there. Even the Cowboys. Man, the Packers destroyed the Cowboys last season without Aaron Rodgers. They did better than what Aaron Rodgers ever could do against the Cowboys at that point in the playoffs. So let's start with that. Also, statistically wise, I got this jotted down right now. It's been going on social media and I love it. So let's compare the stats here. So both have 18 seasons, right? 04 to 21. And yeah, both of them had 18 in their 18 seasons. Ben had 3 Super Bowl appearances. Aaron Rodgers had 1. Aaron Rodgers had 1.
2.
He had 1.
He has 2, one. Bro.
He has 2. He has who else did he appear with? When?
This is 1.
He didn't lose one. He won the Super Bowl, lost one.
He only lost a bunch of NFC championships. He has Aaron Rodgers has 12 playoff wins. Big Ben has 13. Big Ben is also higher in all-time passing. He also is, oh my gosh, what's this thing doing? Bear with me, guys. He also has more fourth quarter comeback wins, more 500-yard passing games, and also, summing off, he has more career wins. And I know you're about to talk about injuries and whatever, and blah, blah, blah. Ben's been hurt.
I said we can't respond.
Oh,
go ahead.
I'm not going to talk about injuries and stuff, but Ben and Aaron Rodgers have missed around the same amount of games and stuff. Yet one person has a lopsided statistic advantage right there. So there you go. Aaron Rodgers is just, I'll stick with what I've been saying on it. He's just more marketable, but like that. He's a more interesting character than Big Ben. So.
Okay.
All right. Next week we'll have another topic that we can't respond to.
That's actually a good idea. I like that. You can't respond to this topic.
Let's see. All right. Well, do we have a scripture?
That's a scripture.
Anybody have a scripture on their mind right now?
Wait, Tyree, what was your list supposed to be?
I don't know yet. I wasn't sure I was going to make up. It's going to be basketball related. I know that. But.
All right. I got
it. I didn't do it.
You ready for it? All right. It's coming from Joshua chapter 1, verses 8-9. And it says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. And thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. And have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so you said funny, Jamie. You laughing at the Lord right now?
No, I'm laughing at whithersoever.
Oh, whithersoever. I got that. I thought I was gonna trip up on that word, and I got it.
Got it. You did good. That's why. All right.
All right, people. It was a pretty good podcast today. You know, we had the gang all back together. Stay tuned. We're doing this, as you can tell, our schedule's a little bit wonky right now, but we'll see y'all next time. Maybe next week, maybe the week after. May have a special guest. We may be millionaires. You never know what could happen in a couple weeks. You never know. Ain't that right? Woo-woo. All right. Well, we'll see y'all until next time. Peace. Hit the like button, subscribe button. See y'all.
That's too easy. You never heard of me? Fucking stupid.